Hey, millionaire babes, are you tired of being burned out, stressed out when it comes to your business and ready to finally make the money you desire? Well, I am here to help. I am Brianna Michelle, aka the Millionaire Babe, broke wedding pro turned six-figure earner in 1 year and now a million-dollar brand, helping you do the same. I help heart-centered people pleasers ignite their personal power and turn their dreams into dollars to live the life they've always imagined. Through sharing success stories and providing tips on marketing, mindset, and manifestation, it's time for you to step into our world and let's discover together your future millionaire babe self. Hello, hello, millionaire babes, and welcome to the Millionaire Babe podcast. Oh my gosh, today I'm so excited with what I'm going to share with you today because this isn't just going to change your business, but this is going to alleviate so much time and headaches and confusion when it comes to what to post on Instagram that's going to actually activate your bride and get her to book you and say, yes, send me the contract. Now, I want to first preference social media, specifically Instagram. Anytime I talk about social media, I'm mainly talking about Instagram. It has changed drastically in the last 8 months. I would say we started seeing changes since summer of 2023. And the reason why Instagram changes so much and we always feel like we're having to learn something new isn't necessarily because Instagram changes. Like, yes, Instagram does change. But more importantly, what we have to realize and understand is that the way people buy and purchase has changed. And that's why so much change has happened since COVID. Inflation keeps going up, right? People want more meaning behind their purchases. They want more value. And with that comes their buying behavior just changes. So people buy now differently. And this is why, you know, if you're a veteran in this industry, why all of a sudden in 2019, 2020, maybe even like 2021, because all the wedding surcharges that we had going on, you were making, you know, consistent five-figure months, and now you're making $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And you're like, what the hell happened? And so today I am going to give you the most golden, the most golden answers of literally what to say, how to say it. And you're never, ever, ever going to feel stuck with Instagram again. And this is going to save so much time for you. So first of all, the first thing that I want to preference is that what is really hot right now, what is really trending, and I really think that this is here to stay, and that is desire marketing. So if you're like me, you know, sometimes you'll find yourself scrolling on Instagram, on the internet, you'll be scrolling and you see a lot of content. There's a lot of noise. And I just want to say that when it comes to a service-based industry, like all of you guys that do bridal hair and makeup, even if you work in a salon or spa, like you guys are service-based industry, it is completely different versus if you're an online coach. There are some things that cross over. And I say this from being 20 years in the service-based industry as a bridal hair and makeup artist running a six-figure mobile wedding hair and makeup business to pivoting into online coaching and having a million-dollar brand, okay? So, and I also preference in saying I hired so many online coaches for my bridal beauty industry business. And I had to translate a lot of stuff because it just didn't work for the beauty industry. So I am not just talking about here what works for the online coaching industry. I'm talking about what specifically works for local service-based businesses. So first of all, desire marketing is in. Okay. Nobody does like negative marketing anymore. And if you see people do negative marketing, it can come from like a value driven place. Like, for example, maybe you see somebody saying like, why hair and makeup costs so much. That's more of a value driven space and an education space. It's not necessarily like desire marketing, but we just want to make sure that we're not using negative marketing anymore, because that is just going to repel your bride. So we really want to focus on the bride's desires. So with that in mind, there are three questions that you're going to want to ask yourself. Three questions you're going to want to ask yourself, because you cannot create content. You cannot create desire-driven activating content without knowing these three things. And this is why a lot of times you will find yourself copying other people and it's not working for you, because you haven't answered these questions. You have to know these questions first. So number one, what are your characteristics of your ideal client? What are the characteristics of her? And I'll tell you why this is incredibly important, because when you start creating your content, you're going to be speaking directly to this person. So number one, who do they identify with in their core? What are their characteristics? Are they balanced? Are they stable? Are they organized? Are they fun? Are they playful? Like, who is your ideal client? Is she the one purchasing the stoic wedding gown, you know, that is going to, you know, because she's having this elegant and kind of stoic wedding? Or is she the bride that's like eloping? She has this like whimsical, beautiful boho dress that has like a lot of movement because she's super playful, right? Is she loyal? Is she committed? Is she bubbly? Is she serious? Like, what are the characteristics of your ideal bride? Is she fun? Is she the girl next door? Is she determined? Right? These are things that you need to know about your ideal client, and you'll see why when it all comes together and in a minute. The second question that you want to ask yourself is, what is their big vision? And this one's really, really critical, because this is why your ideal bride isn't just a bride. Because when you speak to her in your content, on your website, across all platforms, you are really going to want to cast that vision, because that's going to give her confidence that you're the one for her. So if you're scrolling the gram and you see someone speaking directly to your vision, you're going to be like, you're going to instantly feel confident in booking that person, because she understands what your vision is. And the psychology behind it is, your ideal bride wants to book somebody that gets her. She wants to book somebody that gets her vision and gets the look that she's going for, especially with hair and makeup, because let's face it, it's so incredibly personal that you have to, it's so incredibly personal. Like, you are going to feel so much more confident in booking that person, even if they're slightly priced a little bit higher, because they understand your vision and you're speaking to that vision literally in your content. It's like, duh, of course I'm going to book this person. She knows exactly what I'm looking for. So you're going to journal on, what is her big vision? So the big vision might be like, she's a glam bride. She has this vision of walking down the aisle with these perfected cut glam waves in her full glam look, her eyes popping magical with happy tears streaming down her cheeks, with her makeup like not even budging. Or maybe she is a, you know, boho bride that wants to have this whimsical hair that feels like she's frolicking in the flower fields. Now, you may not say like frolicking in the flower fields in your content. Maybe you will, but my point is, you've got to understand who you're speaking to so that you can use specific adjectives in your content that are going to activate your client to book because she sees that you understand her vision. Number three, what is the real results your client wants? So we all know our client wants a beautiful experience. We all know she wants, perfected hair and makeup, right? We all know that. But that's surface level. What does she desire for her real results for the day, for the whole experience? It's probably confidence. She wants to feel confident. She wants to look like herself. These are deeper meanings as to what kind of results she really wants. Like, yeah, she wants beautiful makeup, but that's surface level. What does she really want? Confident. She wants maybe a stress-free experience, an organized experience. Maybe she wants the hair and makeup team to be playful and fun like her. Really go deep with how you are describing this. Because again, this is what you're going to breadcrumb in your content that's going to activate her to actually book you. Let's go a little bit deeper with this. What is the real result your client wants? She probably wants flawless foundation. Maybe 16-hour wear. She wants foundation that if she sobs, right? Because again, maybe her characteristic is she's super romantic and emotional. So when she's sobbing, right, she knows that the makeup is not going to budge. That would be a really detailed, that would be a great example of a very detailed response as to what your client wants and breadcrumbing her desires. An example of that in like a phrase or a sentence would be something like, you are a romantic and excited bride who knows she is probably going to cry her eyes out with the happiest tears as she walks down the aisle and she dreams of her makeup not budging, ... Welcome. Like, here's why you need to book us or something along those lines. You're going to create it and put it in your words, but something along those lines where you're really calling out the heart and the specificity as to what she really, really wants. So that is the first step. You have to journal out what these things are so you actually know who it is that you're actually speaking to. And I'm going to give you some examples of, like how you would translate this into your reels. First and foremost, the second part to this is, and I want to talk about reels, carousels, and stories. So first of all, every single piece of content that you create, you can literally repurpose and you will want to repurpose it into a reel, into a story, into a carousel, because this is going to save you a ton of time. You've got, let's say you post 3 days a week. I hope you post more than that. You really need to be posting 5 days a week, but you create one piece of content and then you can literally break it up into a reel, a story, and a carousel. And you've got 3 days worth of content that only took you maybe 30 minutes to write. So don't be afraid to repost. We repost nowadays. We repurpose nowadays. New clients are always, if your Instagram account is optimized the way it should be, people are constantly coming to your account every day. If you're really marketing your business and your website, it has become highly searchable. It's optimized with keywords. People are finding you on Google. People are finding you on Not in Wedding Wire because you've optimized all those accounts. People are coming to your Instagram page every single day. So it's 100% okay to repurpose. Some people will never, ever, ever look at your stories and look at your feed. Some people will never see your feed post and they'll always like go to your stories. So it's important that you are consistently repurposing. So I wanted to just preference that. So when you are creating your content, you want to first come up with a really juicy hook. Okay. I'm going to specifically talk about a reel, for example. So with a reel, you want, what is really trending right now is trending audios for your reels that are literally under 8 seconds, a short punchy hook, and then this on with text on the reel, and then text on the reel that says in the caption and gets people to actually read the caption. Okay. So I'm going to give you an example. You can say something like, you dream, you are a romantic bride who dreams of a boho romantic makeup look, ... that lasts the happiest tears, and you just found our account. And then in the next context, you would say in the caption, with the arrow pointing down. So you're calling out her desires in the first section of the, in the first hook of the reel. Now, I'm going to go one step further, because this is part of optimizing your reel. Now, what is optimization? Let's talk about that for a second. When I say optimizing your Instagram account, you could be posting the most amazing content, but if you are not literally optimizing your account, you're not attracting your ideal brides to your page. So we do that in a couple different ways. And I share this inside. I share how to optimize your account to get hundreds and thousands of brides to your page. I share that inside Brave Money Moves and inside the 6-figure beauty business accelerator. I share it inside Booked Up Bridal Business, but I'm going to give you one of these nuggets is telling, you have to tell the Instagram algorithm what city you're in and who you're trying to help. So for example, on this reel, you would maybe have a text on screen up at the top that says Nashville brides to be ... You're basically telling Instagram that you want Instagram to send you Nashville brides. So it's going to recognize that keyword on your reel, and it is literally going to be able to send so many people to your page that are in Nashville and that are brides. Okay. So you can either put it, the text and screen at the top of the reel, or you can build it into the actual hook of the caption. Like you can say, you're a Nashville bride to be that dreams of a flawless makeup look, with a whimsical boho hairstyle, and you found our account. Or you can just keep it, the shorter you can keep your hook in your reel, the better. So you could just say, you're a Nashville bride to be, and you're looking for 16-hour wear, flawless finish look without it being cakey, right? So the shorter and more clean and precise the hook is, the better. So I'll give you another example of some pieces of content. So another example pieces of content would be, you could say something like, literally just calling out the bride. You are a Nashville bride to be who is wanting the most pristine glam waves and a full glam look. ... Like, and you just found our account. You can do a piece of content like, let me give you an example. And there are going to be examples, by the way. I'm going to give you a link in the show notes to grab the whole freebie of 10 pieces of content that activates your brides to book. It's going to be below in the show notes, but you have to do this first steps in order for it to work. So let me pull up, I'm going to give you a couple other examples that are actually in the freebie. Okay, here's a really good one. I love this one. Okay, so you would say something like, POV, when your bridal hair and makeup artist just finished your hair and makeup and hands you the mirror and you gasp at your flawless look and say, oh my God, it's exactly what I envisioned. Now you can change that up. You could say POV, when your bridal hair and makeup artist, creates the perfect timeline for your wedding day so you can have a stress-free morning without overwhelmed, and you're so grateful that you chose them as your glam team. Now you would say something like that if one of your characteristics for your ideal bride was super organized. And so the thing to remember overall with all of this is that chances are, 9 times out of 10, your ideal bride is you. So all the things that you would want for your wedding day is typically what your ideal client wants for your wedding day. So I'll tell you why the organization part, the characteristic of being, of if your bride is really organized, is so important. So I was incredibly organized in my business, very type A personality. I mean, super organized. I give timelines to all my brides. Everything is so incredibly buttoned up. It's just the way that I work the best. So I noticed that when I started talking about like timelines and things like that, I was attracting more brides that were organized and were also type A that actually appreciated someone that was super organized and got back to you right away. And so because I was attracting those brides, as I was talking more about it on my social, you know, I was having better client experiences with those brides because I was speaking directly to them. So this is why you don't want to talk to everyone. This is why you don't want every single bride. You want the bride, because it will allow you to create such a better experience for you, for them, and they're going to be so in tune with you, meaning they're going to be so willing and confident that you're the one for them when you can speak to them, that they're going to book and pay quickly, even if you're priced a little bit higher than your competition, especially like if you call out very specific characteristics like organization, or maybe fun and playful, life of the party. Like, I was not life of the party. Like, people did not hire me because I was going to be like the girl next door and I was like your beauty bestie. That was not my vibe. That wasn't my vibe. Don't hire us for that. Hire us because you want things organized, you want a stress-free experience, and you can have all of those things. But my point, and I think you guys all understand the concept, is you have to speak to their desires. You have to know who you're talking to. You have to be able to speak to their desires in the content. Now, I have 10 examples of this content. There is a link below in the show notes, or if you're already listening to this because you got the freebie, don't forget to click on the content examples for you so that you can be able to know exactly how to incorporate this into your reels. You can even do a post like of a review. Let's say you do a reel of a review. You can even say like, put the quote script, like not all of it, but just like a sentence. You can do one sentence of her review, quoting your bride from the review. And then you can say, here's why we're the number one hair and makeup team in Nashville. Arrow pointing down in the actual post, you're calling out her desires. You're a 2024 bride who dreams of flawless foundation, blah, 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 blah. And you just found our account. Like, we pride ourselves in X, Y, and Z. We're different because of this. And you're answering this all within her desires. And then you can say, just like Amy, who hired us, who was a September bride of 2023, hired us, and we executed the look that she had always envisioned. Dates are booking quickly. Comment dream if you want us to send you the link to get a custom quote. Now, you're probably wondering, well, like, yeah, Brianna, I've been seeing these people write, comment this, comment that. What's all that about? That's another conversation. There's so many changes that Instagram has had, and things have drastically changed literally in the last 6 to 8 months, that I have actually created a brand new program that I'm so incredibly excited to offer you guys. And the best thing of all is that you get to get in this program for free. This is called the Six Figure Beauty Business Accelerator. It is a membership program specifically for Instagram, to help you figure out who your ideal client is, to help you figure out your brand concept. Because let's face it, if we want to stand out amongst the noise, we need to have a very clear, defined brand that's going to stand out from everybody else and really captivate our ideal bride. This membership will help you with content. It will get my eyes on your Instagram pages so you never feel stuck again. The whole purpose of having this membership is for you to develop these foundations, brands, ideal client, and content strategy, so that you know every single time you post in less than 30 minutes a day, you're going to be activating your bride to book. That is the purpose of this. It comes with monthly Q&A support calls, Telegram chat to answer any questions that you have regarding how to respond to clients in the DMs. There's a whole strategy on just communicating to your client in the DMs when she says, hi, I'm interested in booking your services. There is a whole entire strategy behind that. The purpose of this membership is that it's going to claim back your time. You're not going to be throwing spaghetti at the walls, guessing if what you're posting is actually going to get a bride to book. And immediately, you're going to be able to confidently show up on your Instagram page, do a story slide, and immediately have brides landing in your inbox, either requesting a quote or saying, I want to book. This is the strategy that literally has taken so many of my clients from inconsistent $2,000, $3,000 months to consistent $10,000 a month without ads. If you want a six-figure business just using Instagram alone, you need to get inside my membership. And by coming in to this pre-round price, I'm gifting you guys 7 days of being inside this group for free. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes below. You get this for free for 7 days. You can try before you buy. There also is a pre-sale price. There's a pre-sale price for the 12-month membership. You can cancel anytime. So let's say you get in for your 7-day free trial. You start, you pay your first month, and let's say 8 months later, you decide you're good or you want to upgrade into another program. You can cancel any time. There's like no commitments. But I guarantee once you get inside this community and the support group, you're going to love having the support. You're going to love being able to ask me a question every single week and be able to get it answered to help you grow your six-figure business and literally be able to 3x your inquiries and bookings using Instagram without getting ghosted. We're going to eliminate the ghosting. And this has been so needed, and I'm so incredibly excited to support you on this journey. All right. Well, if you have questions about the membership, it is officially open. I'll put the links in the show notes below. And if you have questions about it, feel free to DM me at @themillionairebabe_. This offer, this pre-sale offer, will not last very, very long. So if you're wanting to get in a six-figure community of other like-minded boss babes for a crazy, crazy pre-sale price, you need to get inside the six-figure beauty business accelerator. All right, you guys, I hope you have an amazing day, and I will see you in the next podcast episode.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Millionaire Babe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, found it inspiring, helpful, and motivating, take a screenshot of this episode, tag me at @themillionairebabe_, and share on Instagram. And just for sharing, our team will send you a free business audit to help you get started in building the business of your dreams. Or to learn more about how to work with me, go to our website at www.briannamichellecoaching.com. I'll see you on the gram.